This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We're happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Did the message of Christmas strengthen your relationship with the Lord Jesus? We're going to talk about that today in a sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we pray that the Christmas message has brought real blessings to the lives of all who have heard. We pray that we may understand what really happened, that God had come into the world in the person of the Lord Jesus, and through faith in him, there is redemption offered to all people in this world. God, for all of your good gifts, we give you our thanks, and for the blessings of this past day, and what it has meant in having families together, we also return our thanks to you. But especially we are grateful that we can live once more with that great, great comfort that there has been born to us a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Hear our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends in Christ, Jesus was a babe in arms when he and his parents went to the temple to offer a sacrifice and to present Jesus as the son of Mary and Joseph. In that temple on that day, there was a man by the name of Simeon. Luke refers to him as a righteous and a devout man. And he had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. So on this day, as he moved about in the temple courts, he noticed Mary, Joseph, and the babe. The Holy Spirit, the text tells us, moved him that way. Looking into the face of Jesus, he took the child into his arms. And then he prayed, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For now my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." That is called the Nunc dimittis. It's a dismissal prayer. For you see, Simeon, this righteous and devout man, had been told that he was not going to die until he had seen the Messiah. And now he had seen that one who had come to redeem not only Israel, but the whole world. I'd like to stop right there, and I know that this is a parenthetical thought, but it hits me. There comes a time, does it not, when if a person is ready to die because he has found his peace with God, now by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, that he can truly say, "Now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." We hear so often the question, is it really right to, as they say, pull the plug, take away the life supports, and let that individual go into eternity? I can only speak for myself, but I enjoy living, and I am a person 86 years of age. But there comes a time in my life, I am convinced, where I will hurry on to say, "Bring on the living will and pull the plug." For I have walked through the dementia wards and the nursing areas of our homes in so many cases and have seen those people who are really, in most cases, almost in misery. The dementia patient, he sometimes doesn't even know his loved ones, or she doesn't know her husband. There's no meaningful conversation that can go on. She or he looks at you. Is that a way that you want to live? If by faith in Jesus Christ you know that in the last breath you then can go and be with the Lord forever, I say, pull the plug, as far as I am concerned. And that's really what Simeon was saying that day. "Now, Lord, I'm ready to go. You have blessed me in so many ways. Right here in this temple, we have had many joyous times together. But now, God, I'm an old man, and I have seen the Messiah, and now I want to come and be with you." There was something very important that came that day, and Simeon, without a doubt, knew about it. Things had changed. You see, till that time, salvation, according to the Word of God, had been for the Israelites, but now it was to be for all people. Notice what this man says. "This is a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." It is not that Israel is to be excluded, not at all. But through faith in Jesus Christ, we in the rest of the world, together with him, and Christ is the only way, can now find the heavenly home. And while we are here, he goes on to say, there is another great blessing. And that is a second thought from this text that I'd like to share with you in a very special way today. That Jesus Christ is a light for revelation to the Gentiles. He is a light. The psalmist goes on to say, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That word is now for those of us who are not of Israel, but who are Gentiles and have come to faith in Jesus Christ. And so every day as we walk on this earth, we will share and we will receive a bit of that light which comes from Jesus Christ himself. Now let's take a look at what some of this light could really be. For the Word of God tells us that as Jesus speaks to us through the Bible, through the Word of God, the God incarnate, and also the Word of God, we will receive a tremendous amount of light. Let's try to build situations that are not imaginary. They are found in the lives of all of us. Let's say we have one of those days where we are burdened with guilt. There is something we have done. Our attitude is not right. We have said unkind things to people, especially to our loved ones. We have done things that were not right. Maybe we were in a bad business deal that was dishonest. Or maybe we had actually hurt someone. Whatever the guilt might have been, there we are. And we walk around wondering, why do I do things like this? How long can I live with this terrible guilt and get by with it? And I don't want to get by with it. It is so senseless. But there seems to be no place to go. No apologies, no saying I'm sorry again and again seems to quite really settle that guilt in the soul. But then I get a word from God, and this is the light. Remember Simeon said, a light to that light in the Gentiles? Does this light up your life? Here our Lord is saying, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. But then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover up my iniquities. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. From the 32nd Psalm, the forgiveness of sins. This is a word from God that can light up our lives, that we can know that as far as the east is from the west, so far that transgressions has been taken away from us. To live with forgiveness, to live with grace. I don't deserve it, but God gives it to me. That's one of those great, great lights. Now let's say that you might say, well, yeah, I've heard that again and again. And I heard it over the Christmas holidays. In fact, I decided that I had to do something about my spiritual life. But I know I probably won't. I know that this year will be much like last year was. Well, it doesn't have to be, friend. You have heard the voice of the Lord. That is light. So listen to this other bit of light. Now when you're somewhat depressed because you're afraid you're not going to receive this Christ, you've had that opportunity for so many years and you just really have never done it. You're a member of the church. You know this story that I have told to you, but you have never asked him really into your life. Here's a light. Jesus says to us in the 95th Psalm, verse 8, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. In other words, he's taking us out and shaking us and saying, you don't have to go through life without me. You can have a much greater life, a life that is filled with blessings that come from him alone. Why don't you do it? Don't harden your heart. Every time you say no, it may get harder and harder and harder. That's a light. That you have another chance, as you soon will begin another year. To begin 2011, living with the Lord Jesus within your soul. That's the kind of light that Simeon was talking about, and the psalmist has revealed to us so very, very clearly. But now let's say, you haven't come upon my problem yet. You see, Pastor, I have received the Lord Jesus Christ. I have lived with him since my childhood. I became his in holy baptism. I had a father and a mother who introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know the blessings that have come to me through him. And I have received them. I can point to times in my life when I really committed and recommitted all that I have to him. But my life is still not the way that it should be. There are things that I do. Why do I act like I act as a Christian? Why do I not go forth in the name of Christ and tell this story even to my children or my parents or whoever else it might be? Why is there that selfish attitude? Why am I only concerned about myself? Why is there hatred? Why is there strife between me and another person? Yes, I have received Christ, but I live with those ill feelings. Hear this light. Hear this light that says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. What is that? God is giving us light. He is telling us, you cannot make yourself better. That is all the work of the Holy Spirit. And so come now and ask me to create within you a pure heart and a steadfast spirit. And he has promised to do it. Just live with him in his word. That's the light. I don't have to continue to be the way that I am. He has said that. He will move me on and on until I'm a greater child of his. Well, let's go to another kind of a problem. And that might be the family. Things aren't going along so well. We need a lot of help. When my wife and I were married, we said we were going to have a Christian home. And I really think we started that way, but then we got busy and the children came. And now we are trying to raise these kids the best way we can. We want to give them everything that we have. My wife has gone to work. We have two incomes. We can see ourselves free and ready to send them on to college when that time comes. But there is something between my wife and me, my husband and me. There's something that just isn't right. Oh, we're not going to divorce. But what is this joy of the Christian home that we hear so much about in the church? Well, here is a word of God that is a light. And I have to read it again and again, or repeat it as I have stored it up in my mind. It is the Lord who says in the 127th Psalm, and this is light, unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labors in vain. You know what God is saying? He's saying you want a little bit of light on how to make that home a little nicer, how to make that home more loving and kind, where you reach out to one another. Why don't you get down on your knees beside your bed as husband and wife and turn your whole marriage over day in and day out to him? And simply say to him, Lord, we have tried to do it ourselves, and we've lived a pretty good life, but we know it isn't the life that you want us to live. The intimacy of the spiritual matters. Oh God, we ask you to take over where we left off because we were not adequate. And thanks for that light that unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. Now there's another one. I think you could imagine this coming probably from a man of old age, and I'm 86 years old. I tell you, I really love life. And it has been awfully good to me. But as we get older, our friends are going. We might even have buried a child. There are a lot of hard blows. And I have some of those geriatric fears that it will be kind of rough before I leave. And then I open my Bible to Psalm 119, that long psalm, and verse 11 at the very beginning of it. And what is it he said? He tells me, when I am old, oh, when I am old, God, do not cast me away. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. When that day comes and I can't move about as once I did, my loved ones come and see me and they're good to me, but there's something that's got to be beyond that. Then, oh, God, let me feel your presence as I listen to you in your word. That's the light that Simeon was talking about. And now I ask you the question, does the light shine dimly? Or maybe there is no light of this kind in your life? Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why that is? Because you're not living in that word. That Bible that has been by your bedside perhaps for a long time or in your home, that Bible was to be used, read. That Bible was to give you that light that you need. You need to memorize some of those passages. I have a great friend who just had his 100th birthday. You know what he does as a hobby now? He's memorizing scripture. Build your life on the Word of God. And if you say, I can't remember, then on the back page of your Bible, you know that empty sheet? Why don't you, when you find the passage that has meant a lot, write it down. Psalm 119, verse 11, words to the old person. And then you can go back and look at it again and again. Yeah, the great passages, of course, point us right to the Lord Jesus. And from there on, point us out that his presence may bless us until we go to be with him. That's the light that God gives us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, we pray that you will fill our life with light, that we need not walk in the darkness of this world, but that we may understand that you have come to brighten our lives, that no matter how difficult they may be from time to time, you will be there to lift the burdens. Lord, with a promise like that, that has come from you, we can only pray, create within our hearts, O God, a clean spirit, and change us, forgive us, and use us in a new year, that we may have the joy of our salvation, which you want us to have. In Christ's name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you peace and strength for the days to come. We pray that if our ministry meets your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help us pay for radio time. Many shut-ins depend on this program for their Sunday worship. As the year comes to an end, please remember that gifts to our ministry are fully tax deductible. Your gifts may be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Today's service is also available to be read or heard on the internet. There is also a daily devotion, faith links, and a preview of the upcoming program. Please visit our website today at christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available by writing to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or you can call 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Conducting today's service was our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.